91.3 KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. And I ask them about what they're working on at school, I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Christian Jennings.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Christian. What do you do at the U of A?
Right now, I'm studying biomedical engineering, and I'm about to start my senior year, which is pretty insane to me because I feel like I just graduated high school. Outside of my coursework, I work in the biosensors laboratory at the University of Arizona. This is directed by Dr. Yongyol Yoon. In this laboratory, I'm working on a heavy metal ion detection method and classification by machine learning algorithms.
You're detecting heavy metals in what?
In water. You may have heard of heavy metals like lead in the Flint water system. That was something that was in the news. These elements can have a really detrimental effect to human health, especially in the Southwest where we have a lot of industry and mining processes.
Exactly.
There's a real need to be able to detect these heavy metal ions in our water. So.
Such as arsenic.
Exactly.
You're using algorithms?
These algorithms are things that are used in facial detection on iPhones and things like that. But it's really just a way of classifying an unknown data set of a lot of variables. It gives you a prediction of what they think that is. Generally, what the goal of this project is to make something that can be a handheld sensor that you don't need a lot of training or education to use. That doesn't require really expensive tools. It doesn't require you to take it back to a laboratory, and it doesn't require trained personnel. I personally would love if that was something that this developed into. So
yeah, it sounds like Star Trek stuff. So this new portable method, how does it work?
We take a sample that we know a predetermined concentration of a heavy metal ion, just one at the time. We add in some carboxylated polystyrene particles. But really what these are latex particles that have something called a carboxyl group on it, and this makes it have a slight negative charge. At the atomic level, that negative charge on the carboxyl group and the positively charged heavy metal ion are going to have some kind of interaction. That will increase their size. You can think of it as, it's just like you have something, they're like aggregating together and it makes like a larger size. It's like a...
They combine forces like Optimus Prime.
In a way, yeah.
There you
go. You could think of it like that. So all of Optimus's different parts coming together.
And then it's easier to spot him.
Exactly. We're able to measure when this happens. We use this method of light scattering called Mie scattering. And this is when the light that's hitting whatever particle or sample that you have, the wavelength of that light is about the diameter of the particle that it's hitting. When those are about equivalent, you get a really interesting phenomenon where the scattering intensity, rather than being uniform, it oscillates as a function of your angle.
So, say, kind of like a solar eclipse?
Sure, you could kind of think of it that way. I like to think of it, if you were to measure how bright the light is at 90 degrees, it would be different than it was at 30 degrees. This allows us to detect these heavy metal ions because that light scattering phenomenon is also a function of how big the particles that it's hitting are. We think that these latex particles will have a different interaction with different heavy metal ions. If we test these under a whole variety of conditions, we can get a really good idea of what the scattering profile is. And that's really, in a general sense, how this method works.
The water that you're testing now is water that you are contaminating. So mm-hmm. You already know the answer.
Exactly.
So it's like a reverse math problem, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
My plan is to do a master's in engineering. Yeah.
So there's more algorithms in your future?
Potentially, yes.
Do you ever listen to music?
I went and saw The War on Drugs at the Rialto, and that was an amazing concert.
It was. I was totally there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
My dad and I both went, and we're both really big fans. So, me personally, I listen to all kinds of music. Right now, I'm on a vibe of listening to some Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix. So,
there's a new Jimi Hendrix CD now.
That sounds excellent.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. I will show it to you right now. Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you so much. This was a wonderful experience.